I feel great. That was a big hill to climb, but we climbed it, and it just feels wonderful.
What do you think made the difference?
You know, I think it was, there is just a real hunger out there for change. People just want something different, and that's not a criticism of Tim Pawlenty. They want something very different from government than what they've been seeing. And it's not even a Republican thing. I'm hearing this from people across the political spectrum. They think the system is broken. They don't want to see every session end the same way in chaos with a backroom deal and these huge omnibus bills. They're tired of the way agencies are treating them, and they're looking for somebody who's going to go change those things in a very significant way.
What is going to be the thrust of your message as you now engage with Tim Walz going to November?
You know, it's actually, I really welcome this race because I like Tim. I think we get along well, but we have very different visions for the future of Minnesota. And I think that's good for our state, that we're going to be able to have a race where we're not just throwing mud at each other. We're actually going to be able to talk about where we want to bring the state. And I'm going to talk about the fact that I want people to have more money in their pockets and less government interference in their lives. And Tim is going to have a very different vision from that. And I think that's just really positive for Minnesota, that we can have an issue-based, vision-based campaign, and they can decide where they want to go.
Do you see this as one of the more stark contrasts, as it were, between candidates for governor of late?
I do. I very much so. Certainly, you know, more stark than what we've seen in some time. I'm going to talk a lot about taking less money from people, regulating our small businesses less, giving people more control over their health care, and changing the culture in our state agencies from that of controlling and directing to actually serving people. And I think we'll hear the exact opposite from Tim.
This is your second, am I right, the second run for this office?
Yeah.
And what are you going to do anything differently this time than last time? Now, I realize it's a totally different political climate, but is there anything that stands out?
You know, the message is similar, although it's not exactly the same. I think our strategy last time was to travel around the state just constantly, and I think we'll do that the same way. I had a different focus with respect to, you know, really focusing on independence and not worrying about the Republican base, because I assumed other people would get that out, and I think that was a mistake. We did well with independence, but Republican turnout was poor. So I got to make sure that we're not only winning independence, but that Republicans across the state are excited enough to get off the couch and vote, because I think the base will be important in this election.